What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. You can go to TruckDriverBooks.com and get my book. Let's move on to the story of the day. Now, I was reading through and I saw a guy on Overdrive magazine who owed $300,000 in tolls. $300,000 in tolls. He broke the law several times, 4,000 times to be exact, and owes $300,000. Plus, he has been transporting hazmat without a license, a valid driver's license. So, let's get down to business on this. The thing about this is, like, it's insane to owe that kind of money. Plus, he showed up. How he got arrested was insane. His truck was impounded for a failed inspection. So, he decides to go to the government to get his truck that's been impounded. Now, remember, he owes $300,000 to the people who impounded his truck. What do you think happened when he showed up? Other than the officer's jaw falling down to the ground going, did he just show up? Because I'm sure that was a quick arrest. Right. So, first thing, how do you avoid this? One, if you're going to be an owner operator, failure is real. You could fail. And this is what happens when you're in denial of failure. All right. It's just like, you know, when you're in a relationship and you're trying to, like, you know, you're trying to make that relationship work and you start thinking about strangling a bitch at that point. as soon as your mind goes, strangle that bitch. It's over. You shouldn't strangle a bitch. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. It's just wrong to strangle a bitch. It's wrong. Right. And even when you say that, like, strangle a bitch. You know, it's just immediately your relationship is over. It's time to walk away. And that's what this guy's problem was. Sorry, yawning because I'm tired. But that's what this guy's problem was, is not knowing when it's over. And everybody has a problem with not knowing when it's over. I mean, at $10,000, you had to figure that was a probably, you know, not making quite what we need to make to keep going. At $20,000, quite a bit of a problem, right? At $100,000, you are now in a serious fucking territory and shit is not working out. So, long story short, man, learn from this guy. If your business is failing, if you're one of them owner-operators out there stealing fuel or you're in denial and you're thinking about strangling the bitch, right, it's time to walk away, right? Go do something else. Right. Trucking is not an exclusive career. You can go become an owner operator somewhere else. Everybody bitches about the tolls out east. Don't go out east. You got the Midwest. Right. Get down south. It's a million places. Right. Do anything but steal $300,000 from the government and then go down to pick up your truck and you owe them $300,000. That's the part I don't. Where was his friends at? Where was somebody to say, no, man, you can't go down there. He was Spanish. No, man, don't go down there, man. If you go down there, man, you know what's going to happen. They're going to put you in fucking jail. Where was the help? Where was the Spanish love in that? Where was the Spanish love, man? Where the fuck? If you Mexican, you let this man go to jail, it's your fault. I'm blaming you. Oh, man. Anyway, guys, my day was a pretty long one. I'm finna get ready to go to bed. I just thought I'd talk about that real quick because that shit just blew my mind. $300,000 in tolls. And, oh, my goodness. Like that, he could literally get jail time for the $300,000. Plus, he was transporting hazmat. The amount of times I have told dispatchers no because they wanted, well, I don't have hazmat, and they wanted me to transport hazmat without a fucking license, and I always say no. Because, dude, that is dangerous. That is so dangerous. And because your license is online, dispatch ain't going to do shit but deny it. You know, and even if they did say it, you know the fucking law. You know what the real deal is. Anyway, guys, more of the story. If your business is failing, cut that shit loose, right, before you end up strangling the bitch for $300,000. I guess that's the moral. I don't know. Truck Driver 101.